is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Sticker shock for some Christmas shoppers.
I can't believe how much everything has gone up. It's ridiculous.
Everything seems to be more expensive.
Some stores in the East opened an hour ago for early Black Friday shopping. At the Citadel Outlets in Los Angeles, stores opened last night at 8. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Gio Enseñares was there.
The National Retail Federation has forecast that the winter holiday spending this year is expected to grow between 2.5 and 3.5% over 2023.
How the heck did this happen? That's the question investigators will try to answer as they look into the case of a woman who managed to sneak through multiple security checkpoints and then board a Delta flight from New York City to Paris this week. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
TSA says the woman bypassed the identity verification station at the TSA checkpoint. She then went through the body scanner. Her items that were carry-on were x-rayed, and she managed to go through the security check at the gate in order to get on the plane.
Passenger Rob Jackson says he noticed the flight attendants behaving oddly as they descended into Paris.
I heard them saying, like, we have a passenger who we think was hiding in the lavatory during takeoff. She does not have a seat. She did not have a boarding pass. And, you know, basically she's a stowaway.
Medics in Gaza say overnight Israeli military strikes have killed at least 30 Palestinians, most of them in a refugee camp. Thursday, the IDF said its forces were continuing to, quote, strike terror targets as part of the operational activity in the Gaza Strip. Voters in Ireland will choose a new government today.
Politicians in Ireland were out in force yesterday, hoping for a last-minute swing in their favor. Opinion polls suggest a neck-and-neck race between the three biggest parties. Centrists Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were most recently in coalition together, but faced tough competition from nationalist Sinn Féin. Independent candidates are tipped to do well and could make the difference when it comes to forming a new government. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Hold off on eating those cucumbers.
SunFed Produce is recalling all sizes of whole fresh American cucumbers that were packaged in bulk cardboard boxes because they have the potential to be contaminated with salmonella. They were sold between October 12th and this past Tuesday and would have reached consumers through food service and retail outlets in dozens of states across the country. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A heated debate is underway now in Britain's House of Commons on an assisted dying bill. It would allow mentally competent, terminally ill adults who have 6 months or less left to live to choose to end their lives with medical help. At this hour, the Dow and S&P 500 futures down, NASDAQ futures down as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Thanksgiving night miracle in Caledonia. A car crashed into a pole and flipped onto its roof at the intersection of Highway 31 and 4 Mile Road. The accident took place at around 7 last night. It left the driver trapped inside the overturned vehicle with downed power lines complicating rescue efforts. The driver escaped without any major injuries or broken bones. Police are investigating. There's no charge to park your sleigh in downtown Racine. The city again is making it easier for people to shop local this holiday season with free parking at all metered spaces downtown. The perk starts today and runs tomorrow and next weekend as well. While shoppers won't need to feed the meter, time limits will still apply and they'll be marking tires. Today's football game at Camp Randall will be one of the coldest ever. Meteorologists are forecasting a kickoff temperature of 22 degrees, coupled with 15-mile-per-hour winds. That'll make it feel like 10 degrees outside. The Badgers battle for Paul Bunyan's axe this morning on WRJN. And it's ice skating season in downtown Kenosha. Kenosha's outdoor ice rink at Veterans Memorial Park will officially open for the season this afternoon. The rink will be accessible daily from 10 to 10, with skate rentals available during designated hours. Skaters can check out ice skates at the skate hut by providing a photo ID. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won in prime time, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-3 lead. I asked wide receiver Christian Watson how much the running game with running back Josh Jacobs helped the offense.
This is all 11 when it comes down to running, you know, making sure we're blocking on the outside because, you know, Josh is bound to break one at any time. And then, you know, obviously that helps us, you know, in other scenarios where, you know, they think runs come in, they load the box and we're able to get it out to the perimeter.
The Packers improved to 9-3 and faced the Lions next week. The Dolphins fall to 5-7. Are their playoff hopes over? Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league. You know, we're going to watch the film. We're going to look over things that we need to get better at. We're going to come back next week, and we're just going to keep chopping wood.
College football, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota today. The Badgers need a win to keep their streak of bowl game invitations of 22 years in a row still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 15. Tomorrow sunshine 27 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
My mother has an extremely weird relationship with the phone. Every time this woman calls me, two things happen. Number one, it's her last day on earth. And number two, she can't for the life of her figure out how to hang up the phone. So every single call I get from this woman goes something like this. Hi, Becky, sweetheart, it's Mommy. You better come see me soon. I have arthritis. I don't know how long it's gonna be. All right, sweetheart, I love you. Bye. And then you actually hear this.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find. Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Is Monday, Monday. You know, it was yesterday, I was listening to a whole bunch of Mamas and the Papas songs, and I noticed the record album that I was looking at online said The Papas and the Mamas, and it was one of their biggest albums. I said, you know what? I never noticed that before. It said The Papas and the Mamas. I wonder why they flipped it on that album. It's one of the mysteries of life. We'll never find out. It's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. Welcome to my Black Monday today. We're going to have a sunny day today, but some early morning flurries that we're having right now. Highs near 20, what is that one? Right there. 27. Can't read my own writing. Clear tonight. Lows around 15. Oh, no. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 27. Sunday, sunny with a high near 30. Seems to be a pattern here. We won't be above freezing, at least through the weekend. Snow showers right now falling. It's 24 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up this morning, we've got our usual Dick Graceffa chat about high school basketball at about 7:18, 7:20 this morning. We have, Brett Hoffman's going to talk about the new movies out there at 7:35 this morning. And in between there, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's 6:11 right now on your Black Friday morning at WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you meet me in the hallway. Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. If you want me, whoa, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times. I have to find that song he first had. I will find it this morning somewhere here. It's called Bless You. And it was put out by Tony Orlando in the early 60s before anybody ever heard of him. It was a good song. It was a hit song, too. Well, I'll dig it up for you sometime this morning. So this guy sues a company after they fired him for being no fun at all. Yep. He said he wasn't fun enough for us. So he got canned after refusing to attend a mandatory party where there was heavy drinking. Now they have to pay him close to $500,000 in damages because they fired him because he was no fun. I'm no fun, but I never got fired for it.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Lady from Pasadena, there's another group that had a tragedy in their lives. I don't know if it was Jan or Dean. I'm trying to remember which one. There was a movie made. I think it was called Dead Man's Curve. And it was the story about, a true story. One of them had a serious car accident and he was now permanently disabled. Not, you know, physically, but mentally permanently disabled. I got to look up that movie. I think they made a made-for-TV movie out of it. I got to check that out. All these things I forgot about. When I hear the song, it kind of jostles them again. Woman in Florida files a lawsuit. $5 million against the makers of Velveeta microwavable shells and cheese cups. Because they say it's ready in 3.5 minutes. She says, no, it's not ready in 3.5 minutes. It takes longer than that. Now, the lawsuit doesn't claim how much longer it took Amanda to fully complete all the steps and get her Kraft shells and cheese cups done. Actually, it was Velveeta. I shouldn't say Kraft. It is a Kraft product. Kraft hasn't commented on it, but I'd love to know the outcome of that. $5 million. Where's the lawyer that came up with that figure of $5 million because the Velveeta cheese cups weren't ready in time? How do they come up with that figure? It's 618 local news and timeless hits WRJN on this Black Friday.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Carmen, he left the Raspberries eventually and went on to have a bunch of hit songs. Hungry Eyes from Dirty Dancing was his song. Does the history of your couch match up to these numbers? New research has found that the average couch lasts about 8 years. That's about right. has witnessed 311 arguments, suffered 316 drink spillages, and has been the site of 286 makeup sessions. Ah, the couch. What tender memories we have, huh?
Baby, let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be, your teddy bear.
Rock and roll at 626. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, this kind of makes you feel good. 75% of parents say their kids will write letters to Santa this year. Now, 96% of those letters will be on paper, not email, not any of the modern or digital method. They'll write the old-fashioned way. Get a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter to Santa. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Helms, Jingle Bell Rock. Yep, it's that time of year. We're not going to play a lot of Christmas music because we know people get tired of it real fast. We're going to play just the right amount of Christmas music for you. How's that? Plus, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, this is hard to believe. 94% of people plan on doing some online shopping while they're on the clock. Hard to believe, huh? According to this survey, 21% of people don't even care if their boss catches them on the clock doing shopping. And that's how it's 6:30. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Thanksgiving night miracle in Caledonia. A car crashed into a pole and flipped onto its roof at the intersection of Highway 31 and 4 Mile Road. The accident took place at around 7 last night. It left the driver trapped inside the overturned vehicle with downed power lines complicating rescue efforts. The driver escaped without any major injuries or broken bones. Police are investigating. There's no charge to park your sleigh in downtown Racine. The city again is making it easier for people to shop local this holiday season with free parking at all metered spaces downtown. The perk starts today and runs tomorrow and next weekend as well. While shoppers won't need to feed the meter, time limits will still apply and they'll be marking tires. Today's football game at Camp Randall will be one of the coldest ever. Meteorologists are forecasting a kickoff temperature of 22 degrees, coupled with 15-mile-per-hour winds. That'll make it feel like 10 degrees outside. The Badgers battle for Paul Bunyan's axe this morning on WRJN. And it's ice skating season in downtown Kenosha. Kenosha's outdoor ice rink at Veterans Memorial Park will officially open for the season this afternoon. The rink will be accessible daily from 10 to 10, with skate rentals available during designated hours. Skaters can check out ice skates at the skate hut by providing a photo ID. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, let me tell you, it's not just cheese boxes that start flying off the shelf during the holidays. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Dana Rohde with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers says their statistics show people buy a lot of potatoes during the holidays.
So I have data from 2023 that shows that consumers across the nation spent roughly $220 million on 265 million pounds of fresh potatoes. So they're buying potatoes every week of the year, but there's a sizable increase, especially during the holidays, just because consumers are looking for any kind of potatoes to include in their holiday celebrations.
Dana Rohde with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers. She's their consumer education specialist. She also reminds you, potatoes are not only good on your pocketbook, they're good for your body. A potato has as much potassium as a banana, and it also offers vitamin C.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And it may seem like it's a long ways off, but plans are already underway for the 2025 Midwest Horse Fair. Their theme, Journey Home. The dates for the big event, April 11th through the 13th at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison. They're also reminding horse owners, if you'd like to be involved in hands-on learning with their clinics that are held at the Midwest Horse Fair, those applications are now being accepted. They're also getting ready to host the state's largest PRCA rodeo during the big event. Saddle bronc riding, bareback riding, steer wrestling, team roping, tie-down roping, barrel racing, and bull riding. Those rodeo dates are April 11th and 12th. Tickets go on sale for the rodeo beginning in January. You want to send in your application to be involved in a clinic? Go to MidwestHorseFair.com. There's a little food news for you on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
WRJN weather.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 15. Tomorrow sunshine 27 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
My name is difficult to deal with. You know, it's like nobody believes me. They don't listen. I go, Dom. They argue with me like I don't know my name. I'll go, I have to say Dominic. I'll go, Dom. They'll go, Don? Dom. Dan? Dom. Don? Dom. Donna? Yeah, Donna. Dommy Don, Tom Don, Slappy, is that you? Some guy recognized me in West Palm. He goes, man, you are one of my favorite comedians. I love you. He goes, you're my favorite comedian. Don Amici, right? Okay, I'm Don Amici. I died about 8 years ago, but I'm still doing my act. Right? I just can't let go of the act.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, to me.
The Temptations, local news and timeless hits, WRJN 637. Looking outside, doesn't look like it's snowing anymore. They had some snow showers earlier. This still might be around town, not in Radio Park, though. Mostly sunny today. Those early flurries should continue a little bit around you. Highs near 27, clear tonight. Lows around 15, sunny tomorrow with a high near 27. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 30. Snow showers around town now, 24 degrees here at Radio Park. And don't forget, we have Badger football this morning. Yes, Minnesota at Wisconsin, an early game, 9 a.m. How about the Badgers? Like, got to wake up and just run out to the football field? A lot of yawning going on there. All right. This is for all you people that had a beautiful Thanksgiving yesterday. The family was over. You laughed. You had good food, good talk, right? Not everybody had that. Okay? If all the family time over Thanksgiving made you feel like you were losing it, hopefully you didn't act like this family. This guy snapped. Police in Oklahoma arrested a man after a family game of Monopoly turned violent. The family was drinking alcohol playing Monopoly. When the fighting started, they knocked over the game board. That happens a lot in Monopoly, doesn't it? Turned over furniture, then took the fight outside. At some point, the guy pulled out a gun. He did fire a shot. Thankfully, it was aimed at the ground. No one was hurt. He was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. He was sent to the Tulsa County Jail. He was told not to pass go and not to collect $200. You know, before we played Knock Three, I had to get that in there. Before we played Knock Three Times by Tony Orlando and Dawn, and I said Tony Orlando had a hit song in 1961. This really goes back. You don't hear it much anymore, but at the time it was a hit song. And it's a good song, too. And I found it. Bless you. This is Tony Orlando.
Every time I face the world, I just had to cry. I stood alone with no love of my own, but then you have been by. Oh, darling, bless you. Bless every breath that you take. Yeah, bless every move that you make so perfectly. And bless your little. Smile and took my hand. I felt kind of small, but you stood by me for the whole world to see. And then I was 10 feet tall. Oh, darling, bless you. Bless every breath that you take. Bless every move that you make so perfectly. And bless your little.
The reason I remember that song, my brother and I had the 45 RPM record of that back in the early 60s. And it was on Epic Records, I remember. And then you never heard of Tony Orlando again until he came back with Dawn and Knocked Three Times and Tie Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. And then he was a big smash hit doing shows. Even had a TV show with Dawn. They had, I don't know if it was a summer replacement on CBS or just a regular show. But it was on for a while, too, Tony Orlando. Then he wound up in a mental institution, he said. He told the story. And he wound up cleaning toilet bowls in a mental hospital. And it was a strange story, but he told it and he's out of it. He's, you know, probably doing fine somewhere. Anyway, so yeah, that was an interesting story. But that's a good song. Bless you. You don't hear it much anymore, do you? Oh, my brother did a show with these guys once, played a show with them. Jay and the Americans. This magic moment. 6:42. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN on your Black Friday morning.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. Sweeter than a wine, softer than a song.
the song Gotta Dig Up Is Only in America by Jay and the Americans. That's also a good song. They're all good. That's why we play them. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Former child actor Yano Anya. He's from the movie A Christmas Story. He was taking pictures in front of the Cleveland home from the movie when the owner screamed at him to get off the property. Apparently, he and Yano are having some kind of dispute. I guess he didn't recognize him as Grover Dill from the movie A Christmas Story. Well, he's an adult now. Of course you wouldn't recognize him. 6:45 with the Kinks, You Really Got Me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
The Kinks, You Really Got Me. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today. Got some early morning flurries around. Highs near 27. Clear tonight. Lows around 15. Oh, no. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 27. Sunny on Sunday. Highs near 30. A little snow shower activity around. We're seeing right now 24 degrees here at Radio Park. Rolling Stone magazine put together a list of the 50 worst decisions in music history. Here are the top ones. The Rolling Stones hired the motorcycle club Hell's Angels to do security at their 1969 concert at Altamont Speedway. It resulted in the death of a fan who was stabbed to death by a member of Hell's Angels. You can see the murder on the film. The movie was called Gimme Shelter with the Rolling Stones. You see it on Turner Classic Movies from time to time. The murder was filmed. You actually see it take place. Horrible. Jerry Lee Lewis marries his 13-year-old cousin. That was back in 1958. This is hard to believe. Decca Records passes on signing the Beatles in 1962. I want to know who got fired for that bad decision. Woodstock organizers celebrate the festival's 30th anniversary with a horrific riot that was Woodstock, 1999. And Kanye West interrupts Taylor Swift at the VMAs in 2009 while she's accepting her award. Remember that? That was terrible. 6:48. Local news, timeless hits for you, WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
The Beatles, local news and timeless hits for you, WRJN. Got a feel-good story for you from the...
Thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
I always talk over the end of that song with Ringo. And I shouldn't do that. All right. This is a feel-good story from the archives. A 105-year-old woman, 105-year-old woman from Cherryville, North Carolina, had her first birthday party ever. She had never had one until they gave her one at the Senior Living Center. It was big, too. Line dancers, a pony, a visit from the mayor. She was hoping to get 105 birthday cards. She didn't. She got more than 1,200 birthday cards. Could you imagine never having a birthday party in 105 years? Isn't that kind of sad? Yeah, well, I wonder why she never had one. 6:55, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Mama Cass Elliott.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today. Early morning flurries, though, with a high near 27 degrees. A clear night tonight, sunny tomorrow and Sunday. Cold both days. Right now, we have some snow showers and 24 degrees around Racine and right here at Radio Park with White Plains.
My baby love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
Tell us.